And now some local what's-ons for you. Oxfordshire Art Weeks. This is the UK's oldest and biggest open studios and pop-up exhibition event. Between now and May the 25th, at 350 venues throughout the county, visitors can see, for free, more than 1,000 artists, makers and designers showcasing their creations in paint, photography, clay, textiles, fabric, glass, wood, metal and more. In many instances, they will be explaining their materials and often demonstrating their methods in home workshops, garden galleries, churches, manor houses, and a rich variety of interesting places. This coming weekend sees the final days of the South Oxfordshire area part of the event, which ends on Sunday, May the 10th. Thereafter, between the 9th and 17th, the Art Weeks centre on the North and West Oxfordshire locations, before moving to Oxford City for the final week, held between the 16th and the 25th of May. For full details, visit artweeks.org. The Dorchester Festival, one of Oxfordshire's leading festivals based in and around the stunning location of Dorchester Abbey, comes to an end this coming weekend. However, there are still plenty of events taking place during each of the remaining days, be it music concerts and performances, gardening, cookery and art workshops, and talks, and much more. For details, visit dorchesterfestival.com. Brightwell Come Sopwell Spring Fair, 2 to 4pm on the 9th of May at St Agatha's Churchyard. A traditional spring fair with white elephant stall, books and toys, test your skill at golf and quoits, bottle tombola and lots more. Ice cream, tea and cakes on sale. Entry £2, under 12s free. Wallingford Vehicle Rally, Sunday the 10th of May. The day begins with a convoy tour through the town. The streets will fill with spectators, children point and smile in amazement, drivers wave as they pass, and a sea of shining chrome and wonderfully eclectic paint colours glimmer in the summer sun. Locals love it so much that many bring their garden furniture out to the front of their houses to enjoy the show in comfort. It's happy, it's fun. There are stalls and food vendors to enjoy throughout the day, alongside an incredible variety of classic and interesting motors. It's a fun, relaxed and cheerful day out, a perfect example of what a classic car show should be. Brightwell Open Gardens and Art Club Exhibition, Sunday the 17th of May, 2 o'clock to 5:30. 10 lovely gardens will be open throughout the village, each with its own personality and charm. You can start your exploration at either the village hall or the Red Lion pub, where you'll be able to pick up your map and garden pass. There will be tea and cakes and a PIM stall to refresh you. Entry is £5 for adults, with all proceeds to support the village clubs and societies. Please note the event is cash only. The organisers ask for considerate parking, but why not think about using the 33 or the 33A bus service to the village? Brightwell Art Club welcomes you for an exhibition during this year's Open Garden event. Pop over to the Stewart Hall to see what the club has been doing, with some artwork for sale. And finally in this edition, Agatha Christie Weekend, 22nd to the 24th of May. Marking the death of Agatha Christie 50 years ago, the local celebration over 3 days on the 22nd to the 24th of May is organised by the Wallingford Museum and will offer guided walks and other events to be announced. More information on the Wallingford Museum website, wallingfordmuseum.org.uk.